was that she sung when she came. Mary Fawcett never set foot on her again, but she learned to sit and study her with a whimsical affection which was one of the few liberties she allowed her imagination. But if the unhappiest years of her life had been spent there, so had her fairest. She had loved a brilliant husband in her youth, and all the social triumphs of a handsome and fortunate young woman had been hers. And the deep calm which now intervened between the two mental hurricanes, her past affections, and before she died, she knew how insignificant the tragedy of her own life had been. Although Rachel was born when her parents were